We're going to be taking a look at Gaos's new show. It's called A Night at the Musicals, and it features some of the best songs from some of the best musicals in the world ever. Now, joined by two of the cast members, we've got Casper. Morning, Casper. How are you doing?
Good morning, Mark.
Morning. And Gisela. Gisela.
Right first time.
I was right first time. Right. How are you? You're doing both fine, I hope. Yes.
Beautiful day.
So far. Yes. anyway, so we're going to talk about Night at the Musicals. Now, starting off by one of you, let's say Gisela. Gisela, just tell us what the show is doing exactly.
So it's kind of exactly what it says on the tin, in a way, A Night at the Musicals, although, of course, the matinee will be during the afternoon. and it's a selection of sort of vignettes from some of the best musicals, from right back from the 70s up to the most the newest musicals there are on the market. And it was, I think, the vision of our director Steve, who came up with the idea of doing a concert performance in order to overcome the issues around COVID. But now that we're able to bring back in a full production, it has really expanded, and with our choreographer Karen, it's become really a full performance. I think it's going to be really exciting.
So Casper, it is a lot of song and dance show as well.
Absolutely. This is about the magic of musicals. It's a celebration of the greatest shows and the greatest song ever. You talked about earworms before. If you want earworms, come and listen to our show. You'll be tapping and dancing away from the theatre. And we have got probably the biggest cast ever in a Gaos production. And among those are 13 adorable kids.
Right.
So amazing, they'll blow you away.
Okay, so 13 kids, that's included with the cast. I've got it down, written down here, 45 people. That is a lot of people to organise.
It certainly is, Steve. But you know, I think what's really amazing about this cast is there's such a huge engagement from everybody, and everyone is really capable, really talented, really willing to sort of pull together. And it's just been a fantastic experience rehearsing with everybody. I mean, there's obviously been some heated moments, but also a lot of fun, like really a lot of laughter and
Okay, I was going to say, so Casper, how have the rehearsals been going? How long have you been rehearsing for?
Well, I can say they've been long, they've been hard, and they've been bloody.
Okay.
He's not lying about the blood. We hope you get better soon, Stanley.
Stanley had a run-in with a window frame, but he's not only our oldest member of the cast, he's also the toughest. So three stitches won't keep him from being there on opening night on next Friday, the 17th.
Okay. And the longest standing member of Gaos in the cast as well, because he joined Gaos in 1976.
Oh, right.
And that sort of reminds me to mention, of course, that one of the big reasons we're doing this show is to celebrate 50 years of Gaos, which I think is something really special. Like Gaos is just this incredible amateur society of people, whether it's cast, production, or crew. We have people doing costumes, doing props, doing lighting, sound projection, set design, like people who give up their time freely, willingly, and with so much talent just to come together and put on a show because we love it.
It's something I'm always very keen to point out when these shows are on. It's so the people who are singing the songs or performing on play or whatever you're putting on, they're up there and getting all the credit and the applause. But there are so many people who actually give their time to work behind, you say, with the lighting and making the costumes and putting the sets together. So many people are involved in all of that.
Absolutely. We're like the duck, gliding across the water, and then under the water is the legs paddling fiercely. And we definitely couldn't do it without all of those really talented people. And then also, the cast as well. I mean, we do about 12 to 15 hours of rehearsals a week since we started, but then you do your own work at home to get that choreography down or to learn those Les Miserables lyrics. Don't mention the war, literally.
Right, yeah. No, of course. A lot of work goes on. So what are you performing, Gisela?
So I think the most important thing I'm doing is being a member of the cast, of the chorus.
You're in the chorus,
because there's going to be, amazing chorus numbers with like 30 voices and really, really powerful voices, just Casper's very soft-spoken here, but wait till you hear him sing. Oh my God.
Okay.
But then I have a couple of small solo roles. So in a chorus line, I'm playing Sheila in At the Ballet.
Right.
She's like young woman with daddy issues, wants to be a star. So it's basically, you know, typecasting.
Okay. And Casper, what are you doing?
Well, I have the honor of with the ensemble to open the show. I mean, we are not afraid, so we open with the song called "The Greatest Show," just to set the stage.
Set the stage,
right?
This is it. Yes,
exactly.
Absolutely.
And Casper is our greatest showman.
But then I also get to play a convict in Le Misérable. One of those that was stranded in that beautiful musical Come From Away. I'm in the chorus line in tights, so if you want to have something interesting to look at, maybe a little laugh.
Well, I don't know.
I know. I'm a fan of radio, Mark, but it's just a shame you can't see how beautiful we are this morning.
Oh,
but
yes.
You can come to the theatre and see Casper in leg warmers.
No, unfortunately, didn't. Right. Anyway, good. Anyway, so that all kicks off, as I say. I mean, the 17th of June, so where are we now? So basically, was it?
Next
Friday, isn't it?
Next Friday. So
yes.
We're getting into the theatre, we hope, on Tuesday for, you know, the tech and the dress and opening on Friday. There's going to be four performances. So Friday night at 8 o'clock.
Yep.
Then Saturday at 2 and 8.
Right.
And then the last show is on Sunday at 2. And once that's over, we'll all collapse and cry and then pull together to get everything out of the theatre.
Okay. All right. Well, that's great. I mean, seriously, best of luck to both of you for that. That's the Gayle Show, A Night at the Musicals. It actually starts, as Gisela was saying, on the 17th of June, Friday, then the 18th with two shows, and then Sunday with one show. That's all next weekend. Not this one, next one after that. And all the collections of some of the best musical numbers ever performed, all put together on stage in Neon with Gayle. If you want tickets, of course, go to their website, gayle.ch. Simple as that, gayle.ch. I still have a couple to give away today. You can still got time to bring or tell us or tell me about the Earworm song, a song that gets into your head that you just can't shift. Any song, and you'll be in the draw for that. On the SMS, start your message off WS, write it down to 939, or email studio@worldradio.ch.